Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, y'all ain't gonna like what I'm about to tell y'all. Y'all gave the wrong dude a deal this time, boy. Yeah, I'ma take y'all back to how I used to be. Back in the 90s. Oh yeah, yeah. Yo, you know, pictured everything else, and I pictured this.
Rolling in my Toro Monte Carlo, looking for somebody I can borrow. $5 or $10 till tomorrow. I'm doing bad, y'all. Mm-hmm. I smoked my last pack of cigarettes today. You ever seen a nigga digging in the ashtray? It's a crumbling and humbling sight to see. I'm doing bad, y'all. Uh-huh.
And they teasing me with these 23s and these.
Lasted briefly, you know, and then here come the police, handcuffing the brother off, taking me and throwing me in the cage with the rest of them. You know, I guess it was true what mama always said, the same thing that make you laugh will make you cry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. I don't know if the chat room just went out because my internet just did something real funny. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a good night. Happy birthday to G Stewart. Hey, Danica, I see everybody in the chat room. What's going on, Ronan? You there?
Yes, I am. And I want to say happy birthday to Stewart. And can we get Ratchet Appreciation Day to go into effect today?
Right. It's like everybody's just getting older now. It's crazy. I mean, when I just turned 30, But so anyway, there's been a lot of crazy stories in the news today and throughout the week, so we're just going to go ahead and start chopping it up about a lot of things that are going on here. I had just did the video tonight. I just posted it, so in case you guys didn't get a chance to check it out. Basically, the story of an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old kid in Portland, Oregon. And they basically, what they ended up doing, they ended up sticking up a 22-year-old woman at gunpoint. So it was an insane story. They walked up to this woman, they stuck her up at gunpoint, and then basically nothing happened to these kids. They got returned back to their parents, and the 11-year-old had the audacity to come back to the scene of the crime and basically just admit to what he did. Like, he wasn't grounded. Nothing happened to him whatsoever. So a lot of people are really upset about the situation. Did you get a chance to check out the video, Ronan?
Yes, I did. And I'm glad I don't live in that area because I have a bad habit of kicking kids' asses. So that shit really was.
I guess the whole thing that bothered me is the fact that, you know, it's like, where the hell did this kid get this gun? You know, obviously it was his father's gun. And for them to just, you know, basically take him back home to his parents and call it a day, I just thought that was kind of a joke. You know, somebody should have gotten in trouble for that. You know, it just says a lot about the parents nowadays when a kid can rob an adult at gunpoint and basically nothing happens to him. The parents are just cool with it. So I just thought that whole situation was just insane to me. And then what was just so crazy is how upset the woman was when he came walking up. It's like she was terrified of this little boy. And I'm sitting here like, really? You know, like, this is an 11-year-old kid. Most people were like, you know, if it was them, they probably would have fought him. They probably would have, you know, snatched the gun out of his hand and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But it's just really sad how these parents have gotten their kids, how these parents have these kids out here just so wild. And a lot of people in the chat room are saying that he needs to be in a juvenile detention center. VH1 Access is saying that he doesn't understand how come there was no punishment. You know, to me, the whole situation is ridiculous. I mean, I remember doing shit when I was 11. You know, just normal 11-year-old stuff, like, okay, I didn't clean the bathroom, I didn't do the dishes, and I got in trouble, and I couldn't go outside. But I couldn't imagine pulling out a gun on somebody, threatening them, trying to steal their iPhone, their money, and trying to take their car, and nothing happens to him. This little boy was still roaming the neighborhood. So at the end of the day, who do we fault? The 11-year-old child or the parents? Because something is definitely wrong in the household. Yes, the kids were white. People are asking, were the kids white? And that's another thing that people are saying as well is, you know, I hate to, you know, be one of those race baiters because I'm not. And yeah, I don't throw race into things, you know, just to be throwing it out there, but let's keep it 100. I've done so many stories, and we all know damn well if this was an 11-year-old black child who pulled out a gun on a white woman, they would have made room for him in a juvenile detention center. They claim they don't lock kids up that young, but I know for a fact that if this kid was black, they would have locked him up. And it's funny that, you know, this is the third story I've done in the past 2 months where it's been white children that mobbed and they just got sent home to their parents. Just like the little 13-year-old white girl who had she had took the neighbor's license plate. She stole her mother's car and then drove 800 miles to go meet a boy that she met off of Xbox Live and nothing happened to her. She just got sent back home to her parents. So I'm like, you know, we need to be fair all across the board, regardless of race. I don't care if this was a black child who did this. They need to be in juvenile detention. It just so happens to be a white child. So he also needs to be in juvenile detention. You have any thoughts about that?
I have a lot of thoughts. I'm trying to convince them. Really, nowadays, you can't even put the whole thing about race because a lot of parents across the spectrum don't care about feeling disciplined or they're afraid of what the law enforcement will do when they discipline their children. So now the kids with no child, now the parents are either too busy chasing their childhood or they're afraid of their own children because of what's possible happening when they decide to act like parents. So I definitely say the parents are definitely at fault because the children, I say there's a slight chance of a child getting a gun nowadays because of everything being the way it is. But overall, as a parent, you know, when we were raised, we didn't have no closed doors. We just didn't.
Right.
And they stayed on us about everything. They taught us how to respect our elders, respect ourselves, and respect everybody else. Now, to defend ourselves when people disrespected our space, that was something different. But now, you got this little boy running around. He can do anything and everything he wants. So when he gets older, he's going to be a lot worse. So,
right, and I definitely agree with that. And see, and that's what bothers me is right now, you know, these kids are 11 and 7, so they're the same exact age as my boys. You know, and if they're off the train like this at 7 and 11 where they have, you know, no qualms about pulling out a pistol and threatening to shoot somebody and basically telling an adult to give them all their possessions, if they have no issues with that at 11 and 7, I can imagine these kids once they turn 17, 18. You know, that's the scary part, and especially when there's no consequences for his actions. You know, that's the part that bothered me the most. You know, it's one thing that he did this. You can say, well, you know, kids make mistakes, which they do. But then for there to be no punishment, I don't understand that at all. You know, a lot of people in the chat room are saying that he needs to be beat. You know, folks are saying that Joe Jackson needs to get on the case. You know, something needs to happen. I just feel like these parents are lazy, and for them to allow their kids to just kind of run them is just ridiculous. And, you know, like I said in the video, this kid did not go to a gun store and purchase this gun. So obviously the father is being very negligent by allowing the gun to just sit around to where the child can get it. What if he would have took that gun and accidentally shot another kid? You know, what if he would have accidentally shot that woman that he was trying to stick up? You know, there's so many what ifs. So it's like, you know, why not try and prevent that before it happens? And for him to just, I guess that's the part that just tripped me out, is just how bold he was to come back to the scene of the crime, walk right up to the reporter, walk right up to the woman that he initially robbed. You know, there was no shame. There was no embarrassment, no nothing. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we said that last week that, you know, that's the problem nowadays, is that there is no shame anymore. You know, people are proud to just do some messed up stuff because they get props, they get internet fame and everything else.
Yeah. Hey, everyone's trying to be on World Star Hip Hop, and see the video that you put out there, I saw the look of terror on that woman's face, and it's like he felt he could do anything he wanted to do. And That in itself was unnerving. It really was.
Right. They're just making some more comments in the chat room. But, yeah, I definitely think that that whole story was just, you know, unfortunate. And I'm not sure what happened to the 7-year-old. There wasn't too much information. I don't think they were brothers. I think they just happened to be friends in the neighborhood. It looks like the 11-year-old has his own household. They haven't said too much about the 7-year-old. Now, I understand the 7-year-old not being sent to juvenile detention. He was probably just following the 11-year-old. But the 11-year-old is definitely old enough to know the difference between right and wrong. You know, he definitely knows what's up. And basically, he's learning from his parents' behavior. And then they even said in the news article that the father, anytime they go to the father or the mother and they tell them about their child, he's very combative. He always makes excuses for his child. He believes that everybody's picking on his kid. So, you know, it's another one of them where people don't want to take personal responsibility for the situation and make excuses for their kids. But that's the parents of today's generation.
Really, if we're honest with ourselves, we can't even call them parents. Parents do what they're supposed to do. I mean, you can use that term very loosely, but it's like they're more like roommates now. It's not even about parents.
Mm.
Teaching their kids how to survive in an ever-changing world when they're gone or when they're too old to take care of themselves. You know, it's all about, well, if I buy my kids whatever they want, they'll be quiet so I get to do what I want to do. And that is more damaging than anything. That's the worst kind of abuse, is like what's being done now, this negligent parenting. That's one of the worst kind of abuses out there.
Right, and that's what they're saying in the chat room, too. You know, they're saying that a lot of these kids, a lot of these parents, G. Stewart is saying that they're just baby makers. They're not parents. Other people, VH1 Access, is saying that a lot of parents just want to be their kids' friends, which is very, very true. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a friend to your child or being the type of parent where your kids can come to you and chop it up with you about anything. But at the end of the day, you need to let your child realize that, you know, you're the parent, point blank, period. You don't run me, I run you. But, you know, a lot of these parents, it's almost like they're scared of their kids nowadays, and I don't understand that at all. I mean, the whole situation is just re-damn ridiculous, if you ask me. I mean, it's like it's almost like he finds the right 22-year-old. Because, honestly, I know a lot of 22-year-olds would have took that gun out that little boy's hand and whooped his ass and then took him over to take my house and beat her ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he found the right 22-year-old because he scared the hell out that poor girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about my 22-year-old self getting attacked by an 11-year-old. I don't know. It wouldn't end well for none of us. I've been in jail. He'd got his ass whooped. Then I had to go over to his mama's house and beat her down. I mean, it just wouldn't end well. Because that's when you don't play with somebody's life. And if you're going to pull out a gun on somebody, you know, a lot of people are not playing no more. You better use it. So, you know, you can't play around with folks like that no more, thinking you can pull out guns and threaten people. You know, most folks, they don't have time or patience for the bullshit. And see, like I said, he got the right 22-year-old.
Yeah. That's all I said. That's all I was telling you before the show. Like, it's good that we weren't in certain neighborhoods or certain districts. That would have made news, and not in a good way. So,
right. So it was just, you know, it was just too much mess with that, you know, with that particular story. And it's more coming out. Supposedly the father, they're looking at pressing charges against him, which they need to be. There definitely need to be charges pressed against him, the mother as well. You know, parents that are in denial who want to take no responsibility for their kids, they just irk the shit out of me. You know, and like I said, I just find it funny that they could block this kid's face as if he was the victim.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think, you know, when kids want to be grown and commit grown crimes like that, they should be blasted all through the news. And I think it depends on the state, because I know in North Carolina, oh, they show juveniles on TV. Ain't no blocking of the face. You want to do some trifling shit, they're going to blast your name and picture in the Carolinas. So maybe that's what they do in Portland, Oregon. They block the kids' face. They don't do that down south. Well, in most places down south, they do show the juveniles. They'll show their faces in the paper and everywhere else. You know, so I just found that crazy that they had him blocked off like he was the victim. You know, I think the news definitely should have showed his face so that way people can know who this kid is and keep their kids away from him, because obviously he's troubled.
In some way, the child is, I want to say out 100%, 25% of a victim. But, again, he's only doing what his so-called parents are allowing him to do. You know, and this isn't the first time he's done something. So, again, it's only reinforcing his idea, like, look, I can do whatever I want to do, and mom and dad ain't going to give a damn, or you're not going to do anything to me. Now, he might be doing the stuff for attention, because I've seen a lot of kids do it. They'll do some of the most crazy shit to get on your, you know, attention, even if it's bad attention. That's what they want. But it's not helping him any better than anything. You know, so it's really setting this boy up for failure. So whenever he ends up running to the right person at the wrong time, his parents can't have nothing to say.
Right, because that's what's going to end up happening. He's going to try and stick with the wrong person. You know, it may not be pretty because he may end up killing somebody. They may end up, you know, pulling out their own gun and killing him, unfortunately. You know, so they need to get a hold of this right now before this young man possibly loses his life or ends up taking a life. You know, so I think that whole situation is just crazy. So the next story that was out here that's caused a lot of controversy, did you hear about the news anchor lady? She had basically got fired from her job. It was all over CNN today. She was down in Louisiana.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. Someone said it was something about her hair or her responding to a comment or something.
Right. They had some white man left this comment on their Facebook page. So basically it's the Facebook page for the news website. And he left a comment basically saying she's a nice woman, you know, but he doesn't like her hairstyle. He doesn't feel like her hairstyle fits her because she has a really short afro, almost like a little fade is what her hairstyle is kind of like. And basically he didn't like the hairstyle, and he proceeded to ask if she had cancer and all this other stuff. And so she finally responded. You know, she was like, you know, this is the way God made me. I have no problem with my hair. You know, I want to be a role model to young girls. Her response was very neutral. It wasn't ghetto. It wasn't belligerent. She had a really, really good response to him. She was basically expressing herself as to why she felt proud of her hair and her features. You know, and they turned around and fired her, basically saying that she violated company policy, which I think is complete bullshit.
It is.
I personally feel like they, Right. I feel like they had reasons behind her firing. You know, first of all, she wasn't rude to the gentleman. You know, she addressed his question. And I don't understand why people feel like they can say anything to people online and then people have no right to a rebuttal or they have no right to say anything. I think that's crazy. You know, it's human nature. And if people are going to attack you and attack your physical appearance, you have a right to respond. It doesn't mean that you have to respond to them in a horrible way or in a demeaning manner, but you definitely have the right to explain yourself if you so choose. So for them to fire her for explaining him, for explaining herself about her hair and her hair choice, to me, is just crazy.
It really is unsettling because I remember talking to someone who was dealing with it that they couldn't wear their hair natural or a certain way because they was afraid of their job security, which I always thought was
right.
And
mm-hmm.
again, reading her response, I don't see any. I think it's like she has a reasonable cause for like wrongful termination. That's what I personally believe. But for her to like, I mean, again, fuck his opinion. Personally, I mean, again, if it doesn't work for him, that's him. But yeah, that's her hair. She deals with that. But still, I didn't see anything unprofessional about her appearance. You know, it wasn't like she got a tattoo on her face or, you know, or something hanging off of it. She had cut her hair. I mean, I've seen different women cut their hair on the media and stuff like that. Again, that wasn't right on him to ask her if she had cancer or something like that. That was just out of pocket. But
right. You know, I guess people are asking in the chat room what's wrong with natural hair in the workforce. And I've been asked this question a lot on YouTube, you know, as far as how I wear my hair to work and things like that. And it's all going to depend on the company. I mean, some people just have issues with natural hair. They feel like it's unkempt. They feel like, you know, it's not styled. I mean, they're cool with it if it's styled a certain way. Let me take that back. If it's pressed, if it's straightened, then they're more comfortable. But if it's more like a wilder or afro style kind of how I wear my hair, some people tend to have an issue with that. When I went to my job interview, I wore a wig because I just, you know, I needed a job, and I didn't want there to be any excuse. I didn't want them to look at my hair and feel like, you know, oh, she might cause trouble or, you know what I'm saying? I just put on a wig just to get in the door. You know what I'm saying? And then whatever happened from there, so be it. But once I got in the door and I got my package, the wig came off. You know, this is me. This is who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock my hair, and I'm going to be proud to rock my hair. And I just think it's ridiculous that people feel like they have the right to constantly, you know, pick apart people's physical appearance, you know, especially when they're just doing their job. It's one thing that she's on TV acting belligerent. Like, one thing, I don't feel bad for reality stars. You want to go on camera and on TV and act a fool, people have the right to go in on you. You want to act ghetto and belligerent like Bambi and all these chicken heads off of the Basketball Wives, people have the right to make opinions and judgments of you because of your character that you're showing. But when a woman is doing nothing but telling you what the weather is for the day and your only response is, oh, her hair looks nasty or she doesn't look right like that, it says a lot about that person. You know, and I think the part that upsets me is the fact that it seems like Black women tend to always get attacked about their personal appearances, about their hair, and things like that. And, of course, the media plays a big part in that. You know, so many times you have people out here, they feel like Black women should look a certain way. And, unfortunately, I blame us as Black women because we shy so much away from what our natural look is. People don't know how a Black woman should look. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no definition of how a Black woman looks, point blank. Because you have Black women who wear weaves, you have Black women who perm their hair, you have Black women who are natural. There's such a wide variety. But unfortunately, the media only tends to show women with weaves. Like when you're watching reality TV shows, you know, some of the commercials are getting better. They tend to have more women with natural hair. But I'm talking about when you see, like, the celebrities, the Tyra Bankses, the Beyoncés, the Rihannas, the reality TV show people, they all tend to have long weave, Eurocentric looks. So when they see somebody who doesn't fit that mold, either people are curious and they love it, or they're almost grossed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's one extreme or another. Because even with me, I tend to get a lot of looks, especially when I wear my afro out. You know, it still amazes me to this day how many people come up to me, ask to touch my hair, stop me, you know, just things like that, just because of my hair. I never get that much attention when I wore weave. You know, even now when I go to the club, I feel more comfortable wearing my natural hair in the club as opposed to, you know, a weave or anything like that. And I feel like I get more props from people for wearing my real hair because it's almost like everything is so oversaturated now because everybody has a weave, everybody has a lace front. You know, and I think that's part of the problem is the way that the media features black women. And they tend to make it look like we all look a particular type. We all look a particular way. And when somebody doesn't look that particular way, some people tend to take offense to it. Because I bet you if she was the same chick talking about the weather, but she had a long blonde lace front, that man wouldn't have made that comment. He would have felt comfortable looking at her. You know, so I just think it's really unfortunate that we're so defined by our hair, and we shouldn't be. And people are making a lot of good points in the chat room. Jamal was saying that sometimes people have things to say about his dreadlocks. Other people are saying that a lot of people love their natural hair as well. VH1 Access is saying that he doesn't understand why she was fired. You had an anchor man who had defended her weight, anchor woman who had defended her weight on television a few months ago after a man made a comment about it and she didn't get fired. So it's just, it's kind of unfortunate, but I feel like there's more in the mix to her firing.
In saying that, like when you were saying with the hair, it's not just the hair, but in media and all different outlets, they teach people, especially people of color, not to accept and embrace themselves. They're supposed to be ashamed of what they really are. Like when you when you're doing things with taking pictures and stuff, when you have the afro, that's more pronounced. That's just your natural hair, but to other people, it's distracting. It's their lazy attempts to not extend themselves behind the shoebox of their known culture. I mean, we are what we are. And then when you look at all these different mediums tell you, you know, you are not supposed to look like you. You're supposed to look like this blonde, blue-haired individual when you know it's not you. That's one of the most disgusting things I see or have issues with, you know, on everything that's going on every day. I think it's messed up that you had to put on a wig and pretty much you had to put on a mask in order to get a job. I personally think that's messed up. I mean, it's like, again, you're supposed to be, I would say judge, but you're supposed to be graded on what you can do for the company, how you can make it better, what can you provide, you have social skills, you have conflict resolution, things like that. That's what should matter. But again, most times they say sex sells. It doesn't matter on which different business front, sex sells. You have to look a certain way. And when you look the way you're supposed to look, like natural, you have men who wear either dreadlocks or whatever, or especially when you wear your hair, they start saying it's exotic. They have to put a label on it and be comfortable with it. And I definitely don't agree with that.
Right. So who do you think is at fault, though, for why there's a big boom with women wearing weaves? Because I know that's one of the things I see a lot of times on the blogs and in the chat rooms and stuff, is women feel like the reason why they have to cover, well, black women, feel like the reason why they have to cover up themselves and, you know, look a certain way is because of what the men supposedly like. You know, like so many men are looking for the chicks on Basketball Wives, but you're not looking for the chick with the brain and the natural hair who carries herself a certain way. But if the chick is out here rocking weeds and red bottoms and, you know, acting like a chicken head, it seems like that's what guys are attracted to. But then I always ask myself when girls say that, though, I always say, well, what type of guys do you want? Because for me, if a guy is into, you know, a chick who acts like Bambi or a chick who acts like Kenya Moore, if you're into her just because she's beautiful and she has a nice body, but you don't care about her attitude and how she presents herself, you're not the type of guy I want to fool with any damn way. So I just think people need to set their standards a little bit higher.
Well, to answer your question, would you say who's at fault? I'm going to put this mainly on the woman because of a few things. One, they've allowed the media and everyone else to tell them what they should be versus what they really are. And when you've lost
right.
them, you really traded that away for some bullshit. And at the same time, the people who tell you not to be yourself is definitely trying to be what you are naturally.
Right.
And on seeing this, then that's what a lot of guys gravitate to. They like, well, damn, if you you don't accept yourself and this is what you are, that's what I'm going to take. So we, again, as far as with women, on your behalf, you are supposed to set the standard of what is beautiful. If you don't accept yourself as beautiful, then you can't expect him to see you as that. If you are wearing this yaki hair and horse hair and all these different masks you put on just to appear beautiful, whatever, he will never see what you are. He could like, man, she looks good, but you could be like smart as a box of rocks.
Right.
You have to teach guys. I mean, again, that's what separates the men from the boys. You have to like, look, I want a guy who's looking for me, like, because I have substance, not because of what I'm dragging in the back or top heavy or how I look. There has to be some kind of measure of substance besides what they see on the outside. Other
right.
than that, they complain.
Right, you're making a lot of good points, and people are agreeing, you know, bald-headed ditch, I love her name. you know, she's saying a lot of good points, too. You know, people are even commenting in the chat room. Some people are saying that it goes back to Jim Crow, slavery, you know, but not accepting themselves. And I also feel like a lot of people are trying to fit into the European standard of beauty, like I've always said, you know, on YouTube. I think because we spend so much time nowadays watching reality TV, and it's not reality. You know, most of these women do not look like that, you know, once they take off the makeup and the fake lashes and the contacts and all that stuff. But these girls are being taught to buy into an image. They're being taught that, you know, they have to look a certain way, you know, to be seen as beautiful. And that's not true. And I think it doesn't help, too, because when they see a lot of these celebrity men, they're going towards women who look more racially ambiguous. You know, you don't see a lot of celebrity men, quote-unquote, with black women or darker-skinned women or women with natural hair. So I think women who do look that way, they tend to feel a certain way. But to me, I just think that it's kind of even ridiculous because, honestly, 9 times out of 10, you know, most people are not going to get with a celebrity. Most people are not going to get with, you know, Lil Wayne or a basketball player. You're going to get with the average Joe on the block. You get what I'm saying? So it's just the point, like, it makes no sense to front yourself off or try and be something that you're not. You know, the celebrity world is just a whole facade in itself. As many fronts as these women are putting up, these men are putting up just as much fronts. A lot of these men don't have the money that they proclaim to have. A lot of them are not as rich as they proclaim to be. Look how many basketball players and football players, their homes are in foreclosure, they're bankrupt, they owe child support. So everything that glitters is not gold. You know, and I think that's what a lot of people need to learn and realize, that there's nothing wrong with our natural hair. Like I always said, there's nothing wrong with what people want to wear as far as, like, you know, wearing a hair weave, relaxing their hair. It's all about choices. But I just want it to be okay for girls to be natural as well. It seems like that's always an issue. Like, it's okay to wear weave. That's not a problem. Nobody has an issue with that. It's okay to perm your hair. Nobody has an issue with that. But if the chick wants to have a short fade, people have issues. You know, people somehow feel bothered. But like I said in my video, what made me trip out with his comment is that so many people say that Amber Rose is gorgeous. And they put Amber Rose on this pedestal. You know why? Because she's racially ambiguous. So you don't know if she's black. You don't know if she's white. And, you know, she's beautiful. People act like she's the first person on earth to ever have a bald head. I remember, I don't know if y'all remember, this might be, you know, too old for some of y'all. But there used to be an R&B group called Zane. Back in the day, they were called Zane. You remember them? Hey, yeah. Mr. DJ. Yeah, that was them. And they were bald. Both of them were bald women. They were gorgeous, had beautiful voices. So they were bald, and you had other black women who, you know, who were bald. And it was cool. That was in 1994. Thank you, Phil. And, you know, but people act like Amber Rose is the first person to ever go bald. I'm like, she's not doing nothing that we ain't been doing. A lot of women in Africa wear their hair bald. You know, so I don't understand why people never question when it's somebody of a different race or somebody who's multi-ethnic. People don't question it. I've never heard anybody ask if Amber Rose has cancer, if she can't grow her hair, or what the F is wrong with Amber Rose. Why is she bald-headed? But if it's a black woman, a full black woman with a bald head, it seems like it's the issue. and people want to know if she's sick, if she has cancer. So, you know, that says a lot about people's mentalities and how they feel about natural hair, and especially with black women with natural hair.
But, I mean, that's the thing that scares people. Like, when you have the ovarian or testicular fortitude to be yourself, like, when you dare to be you, that makes people uneasy. And it's supposed to. It's supposed to. And when you got people who look at Hollywood and all these so-called superstars and stuff, you have to pay attention to the cost of what that means to try to be something you're not. You're seeing people like Little Kim, how she massacred her face.
Ugh.
Same with you're looking at Naomi Campbell, where she's looking like a Klingon right now. You got
all right. What's the sides gone?
Yeah, I mean, again, you're trying to go through. I mean, you're putting in millions and billions of dollars into fake hair and other kind of stuff that people are making money off of you because of your insecurity. Your insecurity is one of the biggest imports and exports on earth. So, again, when you look at it, it's like once you start looking in the mirror and embrace that person that you see, that makes you all the more attractive. That, I mean, a confidence actually is something far more attractive than fucking Axe spray and all this extra bullshit that people put out there to get people, you know, to come and see you. But, again, you're looking at people like you getting chicks like Precious wearing blonde hair and putting blue contacts. That's not you. As far as with the bald heads, certain women have a head to go with that. Others need to leave it alone. It's just all about.
I am one of those women. You will never see me with a bald head. Trust me.
I mean, the honest thing is, like, find something that accentuates you, that brings out the best in you, and roll with that. If they don't like it, fuck them. Keep it moving. That's the whole part. But again, you got people who look at magazines and say, "I need to look like this. I need to look like that." You're built a certain way. Either you're one of these mesomorphs. Ectomorphs or endomorphs. Either you're big, little, muscular, in between. You have to find certain ways, certain styles, and affix your personality to fit what you are. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, do what you can to fix it. Either work out or do some social exercise, something to bring people to you naturally versus in you putting all this pounds of makeup looking like Tammy Faye Baker. You're wearing a wig. You got that booty pop shit. And then when you start taking your clothes and stuff off, you like that chick on I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, where she like pulled her leg off and she had like a red ponytail at the top of her head. What's the point of that?
Right, and that's the thing I never understood with some women. That's what they're saying in the chat room, that a lot of men hate weaves. You know, truth be told, a lot of men don't find weaves attractive. And I think that's why some men choose to date interracially. And I'm going to just keep it 100. I feel like some men feel, you know, because I've had conversations with guys, you know, on YouTube, through email and stuff like that, that, you know, why should I go with a black woman who has fake blue eyes, mm-hmm. fake hair, and fake everything else, when I can just get the real thing?
If I
want somebody with blue eyes, I'm going to get a white woman with blue eyes and blonde hair. I'm not going to get a Tamar. I'm not going to get a black woman who's trying to be a white woman. Not saying Tamar is, but I'm just using her as an example because she's always talking about her blonde hair as if it's grown from her scalp. You know, so I think a lot of guys feel that way, and I think that's what causes, not saying all, but I'm thinking that plays a small part in a lot of the interracial dating. You know, if you're so obsessed with wet and wavy hair, but then, you know, when we get ready to go to bed, you got to take off your wig, and it's not really your hair, and I can't touch your hair when we're having, you know, when we're doing it, I can't touch your hair, I can't run my fingers through it because it's fake and it might fall out. Well, why not just get with some Spanish chick with real wet and wavy hair? I think you're definitely right about that.
And that's what most guys, there's some synthetic dudes out there. We just going to put that on the table. There's some guys who just love to fall in love with an image, so that way he gets props. Like, yeah, I picked a good chick, but really, when you take all that shit off, she's a 2 versus the 10 you thought you saw beforehand. Guys, we just want a real chick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand weaves, personally. Sometimes if it works, it works. For me, I'm not a big fan of weaves. I don't want you to look like Sideshow Bob and think I'm checking you for you for that, on that. If you can't accept yourself for, if I can't accept you for you, and you can't do the same for yourself, we got a problem. You know, you
right.
got, and 9 times out of 10, you got guys who hear women say, I want a real man to do this. And we're looking at you and like, there's only 10% of you that's really real. And that's just the price tag of the weave hanging on your shit. That's about it. That's why
right.
we're looking. So what is the point of you talking about you want a real man and you're a walking contradiction? That's why half the problems are out there today. So, again, if you really start putting all this extra stuff and we start seeing, like, that ain't her, that shows self-hatred. That shows, like, you don't even like what you are or want to be. Now, if you got natural stuff going on, like, okay, if you're naturally, you have white hair or whatever, accentuate that shit. That's that simple. I mean, again, if he don't like it, fuck it. Somebody do. I mean, you got some
right.
chicks with real life pressures and someone's hitting that, sadly. But
you are such a mess. That's true. It's somebody out there for everybody. That's true. You know, I don't think that we have to alter or change ourselves. That's why I was so proud of that woman. You know, and I'm glad she made that comment, because there's not enough women who are just themselves on television. You know, who are just themselves, just how they wake up, you know, low maintenance styles, low maintenance, not heavy makeup. There's not enough of that on television, especially in the black community, especially when dealing with black women. So to have a news anchor who looks like that, and she's gorgeous. You know, everybody can't rock no short fade. You know,
right.
she is beautiful. And it's like, you know, for her to be proud enough and hold her head high and say that she's doing it to, you know, help the young girls feel confident with themselves, I respect that. And for them to fire her for that, I think was just utter bullshit. You know, it's very, very frustrating. You know, at the end of the day, you know, like we're saying before, there's no such thing as good hair. You know, good hair is healthy hair. It's all about how you maintain it. It's not, you know, hair that's bought from a store. You know, it's not somebody whose hair is laid when it gets wet, it gets wavy and curly. That's not what good hair is. You know, I think we just have a lot of things misconstrued, and I just think we need to start accepting ourselves the way we naturally look, because once we start accepting ourselves and we start showing more variety, then other races will start to accept that. If when they had shows like Basketball Wives and Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm just using these examples because these are the shows that are on right now, if they had some women on there, not saying that I want to see a bunch of natural hair sisters acting like chicken heads, but if they had women on there who were just themselves, when, you know, even if they had a perm, but like just no weave, they were just themselves, they just, you know, look how they looked, I don't think that white dude would be a shock. If they had sisters on just regular TV shows with fades and afros and stuff like that, I don't think he would have been that upset, because he'd be used to seeing that. But because we're all so busy trying to cover stuff up and hide behind, you know, this facade, I think that's why, you know, you get the comments that you get. You know, that's why she's receiving a lot of that. Like, you know, she seems nice, but what's up with her hair? I've never seen anything like that. Because when they do show black women on TV, we always have a hair full of weaves to the middle of our back. It's like we're trying to keep up with everybody else, you know. And like you said, so many races are trying to fight for our features.
Right.
You
I mean,
know,
just,
and I don't know if you...
Mm-hmm. No, I just didn't think about, like, as you were saying, that's why she got... That's one of the reasons why she got fired. Because she said a message. Because once people saw the news, and usually people have tuned in into the news, that sends a powerful message like, look, this person is wearing their hair naturally the way they want to. Maybe I should try that. They don't want certain shit to catch on. You know, you'll see different things, and that'll be a big story too when someone like, and more people are wearing their hair naturally. You know, there's a problem. Again, if they have a problem with you being yourself, either you ignore them or fuck them. There's just no point. No point either.
Right.
So, I mean, you look
that's
at
the
every,
truth.
And these outlets and everything, I mean, you got some chicks try to, I guess they kind of beautify certain things, like, well, I'm fluffy and all this stuff. Okay, again, you're going to appeal to certain people regardless of what you are and what you do. Just make it genuine. Otherwise, you're bullshitting yourself, basically.
Right. And there's a lot of good conversations going on in the chat room about natural hair and slow edges and people's hair falling out from perms and why they went natural. And, you know, so it's a lot of really good conversations, and I like that. You know, and another thing I was going to say, you know, as well, is the fact that I do think that she has a case. Somebody was just asking in the chat room, and I'm sorry I had seen it. I think it might have been Jamal. They were asking if I had watched the Black in America series, what it means to be Black in America. And I didn't get a chance to watch it the other day. And I've been trying to catch bits and pieces. But I've seen other Black in America specials with Soledad O'Brien, you know, and a lot of people feel like she's not Black enough and, you know, things like that and what it is to be Black and the Black experience. I really have to watch it before I can comment on it. Did you watch it at all, Ronan?
I didn't catch it. I've seen it before, but you did touch on something, which is if we really talk about it, that's a show in itself, honestly.
Right.
I mean, because, again, that with her, no matter how she wants to paint it, and other people say, well, they're quick to say I have Indian in my family or whatever, anything else other than...
Oh, Lord, don't get me started on that bullshit.
That's it. You know, that's a whole another two shows.
Yeah, that's a whole other show. That's like one of my biggest pet peeves with our people. We're so quick to claim everybody else. But ourselves, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's wrong with being African? What's wrong with being Black? I love the fact that I'm African. You know, and it's just like, it just trips me out. It could be somebody 50 shades darker than me, and they will swear up and down they got Indian in them. And even if they do, great. Okay, now what? You want a cookie?
Right.
Is that Indian man paying your bills from long, long, long ago? You know, like, what? Like, I don't understand the whole, I'm going to claim this person and claim that, you know, anything to not claim what we are. And, that, you know, some people have that really, really bad. And to me, it's just a shame. It's sad. I think we should all be proud of who we are regardless. If you are multiracial, if you are biracial, cool, claim that shit. There's nothing wrong with it. What I'm saying is people who feel like they have to, you know, add other things to the mix to make themselves seem less Black. And a lot of video vixens have that shit really bad. That irritates the hell out of me, too, when I, you know, look at King Magazine or Smooth, and it's like every video vixen is mixed with something. I'm Puerto Rican and Black. I'm Dominican and Black. You sound crazy as shit. Dominicans are Black. Puerto Ricans are Black. Even though some of them don't want to claim it, they're Black. Like I said before on previous shows, you know, before the slave ship ever hit the Americas, people forget that when they took the slaves from West Africa, they stopped in South, you know, Central America and South America. So those people are just as Black as Black people here in the States and Black people there in Africa. They just have a mixture because of the Spaniards and the Tejano, Tenino, whatever, the Indian blood, I also get the name, Taino,
yeah.
Taino blood, you know, so they have that mixture in them, but they're still Black people, so, you know, I just, people don't even realize how crazy they sound when they say I'm Black and Puerto Rican.
Well, you know,
Puerto
Rican,
that's not two different races, those are ethnicities.
You know, T, most definitely we're going to have a show or two on this, because this is one of the many elephants that we have to shoot down, because it is really annoying when you have someone who is probably like cinnamon brown and they have to say they're Puerto Rican or they're Indian or something other than who they are. And it's not just centralized in Black America. You got people across the board who say everything that they're not. And we have to really tackle that, because not only is it annoying, it's outright disappointing. It's just outright sad.
Yeah, we definitely gonna have another topic on this discussion because a lot of people got something to say. People are talking about the tragic mulattoes and, you know, Danica is saying that she's Black with a little mixture. I know Danica's from the islands. She has that beautiful accent. And then she's saying she's light-skinned, but people think if she's light-skinned, she needs to have good hair. You know, and that's and you're right because people do get that. You know, like, well, you're mixed. I mean, you're light-skinned. Why is your hair nappy? Or you're dark skin, how do you have that good hair? You know, it's crazy. People just assume certain things. They don't realize that, you know, people can come out looking any type of way. You can't control how people look. You know, people are just born the way that they're born. So it's insane. So we're going to go ahead and get to a few different topics. We got some people calling in here. Area code 704 has been on hold for quite a while. 704, you're on the line with Tabletop with T. Did you want to add something to the conversation? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome. Did you want to say something?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Did you want to say something?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Oh, what I wanted to add was, what about the boy? I'm talking about the topic about the boy who came, held the woman at gunpoint.
Oh yeah,
I'm 12 years old, right?
Okay. What's your name? Can I ask your first name?
Sure, my name is Ryan.
Ryan, okay. Thank you, Ryan, for calling in. I love to hear from the young kids. What did you want to add, Ryan?
Well, what I wanted to add was that was, like, wrong. My mom taught me at a young age that's wrong. That's, like, right from mom. So it's definitely his parents' fault for doing that.
Amen. I really love that.
And
very smart, and you are very articulate. I definitely agree with you.
Thank you. And I left a comment on that YouTube video.
Was that you who left that comment when you said I'm still a kid and I don't agree with what he did?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I read that comment, too. That is so funny that you called in. I'm glad you called in. So what do you feel, as far as, like, kids your age, carrying guns and stuff like that? Because we hear a lot about that on the news, and you're seeing a lot of kids out here getting themselves involved in things that they shouldn't be getting involved in. How do you feel about that?
I feel about it's their peers. It's their peers doing that. Because, like, that seven-year-old, it was probably the 11-year-old telling him to do that.
Right, so you feel like it's a lot of peer pressure going on with kids your age?
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, me and my son, because he's 11, and we talk about that, you know, the peer pressure and things like that. What grade are you in currently?
I'm in seventh.
Okay, so you're in seventh grade. So do you see, like, at your school where kids feel like they're pressured to do certain things that maybe they shouldn't be doing, like fighting or, you know, possibly, you know, drinking, drugs, things like that?
Well, probably from bullying, they bring a gun. Because one time we had an incident last year. One kid, he brought a gun to school. He was mad because he was picking on him, so he brought a gun to school.
Oh, Lord. So when he brought the gun to school, how did everybody find out about that?
Well, he was bragging about it.
Oh, so then the kids went and told an adult.
Yes.
Thank goodness. I'm glad that was able to get handled, because we've had so many issues with, you know, kids bringing guns to school and then they end up shooting someone or hurting themselves. So that's really good that you guys took it seriously at your school and told an adult. You know, so what do you think is going on? Like, what advice would you give to kids your age as far as peer pressure? Like, how should they handle peer pressure?
How should we handle peer pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm at school, I'm my own person. I act like my own person. Mm-hmm. I'm not like other people, so I just act like me.
I know that's right. No, I definitely agree with you. That's a really good thing to say, that you should be your own person, you know, and I think that's the problem, is so many kids out here are trying to be like everybody else. They want to be like, you know, the latest rapper or basketball player or, you know, whoever, and so many times we're not ourselves, and that's what I want to get across on this show, that we do. We need to be ourselves, and we need to be able to think for ourselves. So next time somebody comes up to you and they say, you know what, let's go rob somebody, let's go jump somebody, let's go bully somebody, you can think for yourself and say, you know what, I'm not going to do that because my mama didn't raise me like that.
Yes.
So a lot of people are saying a lot of good things about you in the chat room. A lot of people are saying bravo, and they're happy to see that you have a good mom who's raising you. You know, so I'm really glad to see, you know, the kids are calling in and you guys are leaving your comments. I'm really happy that you're calling in with the statement, because I think other kids need to hear that, and other kids need to know that it's okay to be yourself and that you don't have to follow the crowd.
Yeah. I love this show. It's like one of the best shows I see on YouTube.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad you enjoyed the show. That means a lot to me.
Thank you.
Ronan, do you have anything you want to ask Ryan?
How you doing in school, man?
Good.
Okay. What are you trying to be when you grow up, man?
Well, I'm thinking about to be a lawyer.
A lawyer?
I'm not sugarcoating anything. I want to be a lawyer.
I like you.
Yeah, he's definitely a smart kid. He's definitely a smart kid. And with all these crazy news stories, we need more lawyers. We need defense lawyers. We need prosecutors. So that's definitely something good. That's definitely a good career option. I think you'd be great as a lawyer.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give you a call.
You're very welcome. If we need some advice, oh, yeah, we'll definitely give you a call. So you continue to do good in school and keep on thinking for yourself. Your mom is definitely, you know, teaching you the right things. So, you know, we're very proud of you, and thank you so much for calling into the show. So what I'm going to do, Ryan, I'll place you back on hold so you can continue listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you once again for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's so cute. Everybody's like, oh, he's blushing. No, he's adorable. I love hearing from the younger kids because, you know, so many times young kids, they don't have a way to express themselves, you know, where they can be, you know, heard by everyone. And that means a lot to me to have him call in and state his opinion. He's very articulate, too.
Yeah.
You know, very articulate. He made a lot of really good points. And we need more kids like that. We need more kids who think for themselves and, you know, who can stand up to other kids and say, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. Because, you know, I bet you anything that seven-year-old, he just tagged along just to be tagging along, you know, and he was just being a follower. And unfortunately, sometimes you can follow people to your death, you know, and that's what we need to get out there to these kids and let them know that, you know, everything that glitters, like I said before, isn't gold. Everybody is not your friend. And sometimes you can make a decision, and that decision can cost you your life. So we definitely need to teach our kids to be more responsible and think for themselves. So we have a few more callers on the line. If you guys want to talk to us, hit one, and then I can go ahead and let you guys through. We have a lot of people listening. I'm going to go ahead and let in area code 253. Area code 253, you're on the line with Table Talk with T.
Hey, T. It's Mr. Green.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Green.
How you doing
tonight?
Kid. I'm doing good. I just got through some eating some chillin', so.
Why you have to go there? Yuck.
Those are good. But the hot sauce.
No, I just, okay, was it good?
Go
yeah,
take
it
your
word. He's happy. I just got done eating some chillin'. I had hot sauce. Ooh, it was good.
Have at it.
No, I don't eat pork, but it's all
good.
What
did
you want to add, Mr. Green? Yeah. But I've never had pork. No, you're good. I just know what chitlins are. It was just funny because I thought you were going to say I just had some chips. You're like, I just had some chitlins and hot sauce. Okay, you made my night with that comment. Everybody in the chat room was like, chitlins. He got us cracking up. Okay, that was funny. All right, so what's going on with you, Mr. Green?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just got on the show. I was listening to that kid. I liked what he had to say.
Yeah, he made a lot of good points. He really did. He's a really smart kid. So what did
you
think about the situation?
The 7-year-old and 11-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, like, really scary. Like, to think that a 7-year-old, because my sister, she's 10, and I couldn't, like, imagine her doing something like that. So, like, a 7-year-old, like, robbing somebody, that's, like, scary.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
7 years old, that's crazy. I mean, I heard of, like, 12 and 13-year-olds, but 7.
And like I said, I think the 7-year-old was pressured. By the 11-year-old.
I think he just kind of followed where he plotted it.
You know, I definitely
And that's
was,
even
you know,
scary, too, 11-year-old.
You said
that's
what?
Even scary, too, an 11. I said that's even scary, too, an 11-year-old would do that.
Right. So what do you think about him, you know, freely roaming the neighborhood and not getting punished?
To the 11-year-old?
Mm-hmm. Because he's the one who popped up while the reporter was trying to interview him.
Oh, that's just stupid. Is he the white kid? Is he white?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're gonna let him get off. They're not gonna charge. They're not, probably not gonna charge him anything. Like with that white girl, who that 13-year-old who drove to try to see that 12-year-old boy. They're
yeah.
Not gonna, yeah. If it was a black kid, he probably already been in juvie. They charge him from robbery, attempted robbery, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely felt like it would have been a lot more people.
Yeah,
you know,
outraged.
Right. I don't see them just turning over a black kid and saying, here, go to your parents. I
yeah.
definitely think it would have been a lot more involved. And like I said, it's not to make it a racial issue, but it is what it is. We see it all
yeah.
the time. We see the disparities, and it's unfortunate. Now, we were talking about this other case, what was we talking about that today, Ronan, about the Walmart situation, about the woman who had got shot and killed at Walmart for shoplifting.
She
I don't
did?
Know if you guys heard about that. Yeah. So what happened was basically it was two women.
Mm-hmm.
It happened just a few days ago. And they were at Walmart shoplifting. What you say, they stole Ronan meat and some clothes?
Meat and some petty items like clothes and whatever. But they were stuffing all kind of stuff in bags. Walmart security saw them. And he told them to stop. They wouldn't stop. They ran to the car. They almost ran him over. And then she had the kids in the car. So they basically had the whole thing would set it off except they did it at Walmart. And she ended up, you know, they chased her. She got shot. And they didn't go to the hospital. They went straight to the apartment, and that's where she was still kind of functional until she passed away. Basically.
Oh. That's crazy.
But the issue with everything, yeah, Wally World, once again, in the news. But the reason why everybody's talking about it is, was it in Florida?
No, it was
in Texas.
Yeah, it was like,
you know, like your state, Ronan, is starting to be just as ratchet as Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like in Miami. It's like, if you look at it, all these stories that you talk about, they're like more like in like Orlando or Tampa or something like that. You usually don't
right.
hear about Miami. Yeah, it's like North Florida. There's a lot of crazy stuff goes on out there.
Yeah.
Right, so basically what they're saying, Ronan, they were saying that it was an undercover police officer who shot her. It wasn't a Walmart security guard.
But still, this chick got banned. The thing is, like, everyone keeps missing that. It's like she's been banned from Walmart for repeatedly stealing from Walmart.
Repeatedly.
And she had the kids in the car while her and her two little buddies went in there and stole. So with her doing her habitual habit, ended up costing her life. So, everyone talked about,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was a mother and everything like that, but no sane mother would bring her children or even put themselves in a position to compromise their life and their children over this. It just wouldn't.
Right, and I think you're right about that. A lot of people are missing that point. Is nothing is worth your life. You know, there's a lot of people who steal, and you know, a lot of us have stolen. You know, things like that. But nothing is worth your life. If you're caught, you're just caught. Just okay, fine, you're caught. You know, do your time, go to jail, whatever. You know, you can't come back from that. And I think there should be more responsibility and blame placed on her friend because she was the passenger in that car. Her friend chose to drive off while the undercover cop, I mean, he was a plainclothes officer or something like that. They told her to stop, and she proceeded to try and run the guy over, so he pulled out his gun and shot. And that's what I want people to realize out here is that at the end of the day, people are not playing no more. A lot of people out here got guns, they're licensed to carry, and they're willing to use it at the drop of a dime. You know, unfortunately, just like with that crazy white dude who killed that teenager in the car for playing loud music, you know, a lot of people are just out here ready and willing to shoot folks. And sometimes you just can't call people's bluff. Sometimes it's just not worth it. You know, I think her friend should have just stayed at the scene. They should have
mm-hmm.
just went to jail, and that lady would still be here. But I blame her friend more than anybody. Granted, the guy, you know, shot them and you know, killed the lady, but her friend should not have tried to pull off and run him over because now she escalated the situation. But like you said, Ronan, she was already kicked out of Walmart. She was banned from Walmart for life, so she had no business being at the Walmart at all. She was trespassing on their property. But at that time, nobody knew that. So Well, I think it's unfortunate because she's a mother, and she has, I think they said she has two young kids with sickle cell. So that's why she was stealing, because she couldn't afford, you know, clothes for them or something like that. But you just can't take people anymore as a joke. You can't take people as they won't do something, because you just never know. Mm-hmm. Some people will pull out a gun and shoot, and it's just really unfortunate she had to lose her life over something as petty as meat and clothing from Walmart. It's always some ratchet shit happening at Walmart.
Always. Oh, yeah, T. Oh, you know, do you know that lady, Angela Adams, the one with the 15 kids?
Oh, yeah, my favorite person from Florida.
they just did an update on her. So she's pregnant, and they gave her a house, and her son, he's probably about 11 or 12. They said he threw a rock at a neighbor's house or something like that. So they called the police over, and the police came over, and they said that Angela and her 21-year-old daughter were trying to fight one of the officers, and so one of the officers tasered Adams and her, you know, And then they said a little boy punched the other officer, and then they ended up getting arrested. So now she's, like, trying to cause this whole controversy about, you know, police, like, tasering pregnant women and all this. It's on the
internet. Heard something about that.
Yeah.
I had heard something about that a while back. She definitely needs to stop having children. This is what her 16th child.
16.
I need her to have several seats. So they finally bought her a house.
Yeah, a big house, too, in a nice neighborhood. And yeah, people
once again, rewarding bad behavior.
Yep.
And that's what frustrates people the most, is just that, you know, that entitlement. You know, you have 16 kids. You choose to keep getting pregnant, and then they reward her with a house instead of telling her she needs to figure out how she's going to take care of these kids. But you have somebody who's responsible with just a few kids, and they get no help.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. But Mr. Green, we got a few more calls on the line. We have a lot of people raising their hands to speak. So I'm going to go ahead and place you back on hold. You can finish listening to the show, but we got a few more people trying to call in, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
All right. Ronan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mr. Green be coming up with some topics, for real. We have a few more people calling in. But, yeah, he be coming up with some good topics. But the whole situation is crazy with the – I want to get back to the Walmart situation with the girl. You know, like I always said, there's always some ratchet mess happening at Walmart. I don't care what state you're in, it's always something at Walmart. But her situation is unfortunate because a lot of people are not seeing her as a victim. They're saying that that's on her. She shouldn't have trespassed it. She shouldn't have been stealing, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I think what people should take away from this case is that you just cannot play around when it comes to security. You know, all these people want to be top-flight security. They want to be super cops, even though they don't hold that title. Like I said, I don't know if he was a Walmart security guard, if he was an undercover police officer, because there's been conflicting reports. But look at Zimmerman. He wasn't even security of anything. He was just a neighborhood watch person, and he took shit into his own hands. So I think we just have to be really, really careful and, you know, kind of tread lightly when it comes to people confronting folks, especially when you're doing dirt. You might as well just put down the merchandise and just go towards them with your hands up, because it's not worth it to lose your life over.
No, it's not. But again, everyone wants sympathy for certain things, but when you look at it all, like, you had a choice to do something different. They had different programs to take care of women all over the board. You know, they got you can access them in the internet. You go to a certain church. You go to the Salvation Army. All this different stuff is made available, but some people want things the fast way. They don't give a damn about doing things the right way. It's like, I got to have it right now, and I don't care what I got to do. They don't exercise other options. So, again, what was the point of stealing meat and clothing and petty? Well, I mean, you lost your life over petty theft.
Right.
That's the kids out there to fend for themselves because, again, if you have some real friends, they're like, look, why are you bringing your damn kids? Or why are you bring anybody bringing their kids into a situation that their life is in danger? So that's reckless endangerment of their children, too. But no one's going to look at it that way.
No. Nope. Everybody want to be top flight security in the world, Craig. It's the truth. Like, people, like, really want to be the it person. It's like you just can't play around with folks no more. Everybody want to be, you know, a hero, a lone star gunman, I don't know. But fuck that shit. I don't play with bootleg cops. They be having worse attitudes. Them running cops, they be a lot worse than the real cops. I'm like, sure, you have a flashlight. I'm going to need you to calm down a little bit. They take it to a whole nother level. Don't be walking through the mall quick. Man, you need to slow down. Sir, I'm trying to get to Express before they go.
You just do your patrol before you swallow that whistle.
They got a little segue. You got a little segue. I love security guys. But they have a little segue trying to chase people and stuff like that. Like, have a seat, sir. Some of these running cops, they take their job too damn seriously.
All right.
So let's go here. We got a few more people. Do you have something to say?
No.
They're going to segue chase people with their little flashlight and stuff. Sit your ass down.
I mean, the first question I had, like, how much you make? Oh, you taking your job a little too serious for $8.50 an hour. Just walk away. Reconsider your life and get the fuck out of my face.
Right. Some people, they do too much. They do too much.
Oh,
especially
man.
At Walmart. Mm-mm. So we got some more calls. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go to area code 760.
All right.
Area code 760, you're now on the line with Table Talk with T. Who is this?
This is Drea. How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good, Drea.
Hi, Ron. How are you
tonight?
Oh, good. I'm good. Just listening in. I'm good. How are you, Ronan?
I'm good. I'm good.
This story with the chick at the Walmart, I have absolutely zero sympathy for her. I have absolutely zero sympathy for her because, and I have spoken on this before, and I have received quite a few messages for my comments made. Ronan, we have received quite a few messages for comments made. But my thing is, it's not, I don't even think it's the person who was driving the car. It's while I really don't. I think whoever's mind let her get in the car with her children, go to Walmart and shoplift is 100% at fault, period. Not to mention, the guy was an undercover. No, he wasn't undercover. Excuse me. He was an off-duty police officer. That particular Walmart employed him because they have so much trouble with shoplifters and, you know, this and that. And you know, there's so many fights and so much trouble. So they decided to bring a police officer in. And there are warning signs at the front of that Walmart I saw. And I read about this says, this Walmart protected by off-duty police officers does carry a weapon, so-and-so, such-and-such. So when she walked in the door, she knew she was being watched by cameras and by an officer that had a gun. She stole meat, she stole clothing, and she stole cosmetics. So
also, it wasn't even meat and clothes. It was stuff that she didn't need.
It was she stole some food items. She stole a couple of items of clothing, like stockings and something else, and she stole cosmetics. So my thing is, I don't even know that the young person actually was really in dire need or something like that, or was she just on some bullshit that night? I mean, I wouldn't even risk getting caught on camera shoplifting lipstick, cosmetics, really?
Right, right.
So no, I have
I definitely agree.
I don't consider her a victim. To me, a definition of victim is people who fall prey to circumstances out of their control. She's not a victim.
Right. So now, let me ask you, so what do you feel about people? Because you're definitely right. I could see where you're saying people are mad at what you're saying. But I agree with you, you know, like, well, you put yourself in certain situations. You know you're not supposed to be out here stealing and shoplifting. If you choose to do that, so be it. That's on you, but then you have to deal with the consequences. So do you feel like there's just no personal responsibility anymore? Because so many people made so many excuses for her.
You said that there's no personal responsibility. Oh, for her and her actions?
Right, because her mom was crying, and there's a lot of people on the news, you know, upset at the security guard for what he did. But my whole thing when I first seen the story was, well, what about what she did? You were banned from the premises.
Right.
You know, so why are you out there putting yourself out there? And like you said, she was with her kids. So do you feel like, you know, her personal responsibility, what, you know, people are not taking that into account?
They are not taking into her account. Because I've heard a lot of people say, When do we start murdering people for shoplifting? That's just a little too much. I think shoplifting is too much. I think shoplifting with your kids in tow is definitely too much. I think shoplifting at a store that told you don't bring your ass back here no more with your kids in tow is too much. That's what I think is too much. So, she got murdered. And then, like I think you were saying, when you go to do stuff, you don't know what people are going to do now. See, I mean, you don't know what people are going to do. And being that he was an off-duty officer, when that car ran over him, grazed him or whatever, he was then in danger. He then had every right to fire his gun, period. That gave him every right to fire his gun as a police officer, hands down. So, and they knew he was an off-duty police officer. So the minute they decided to put the pedal to the metal and drive past him, over him, whatever have you, they should have known, hey, he has every right to shoot now. He did. So he was within, he was acting within his job description, period. He shouldn't, I don't think he should fall under any kind of, you know, suspension without saying none of that. He was falling within his job description. And namely, another thing I say, I think this is gender-based, too, because had that been a male that ran in there and shoplifted and ran out and drug, a police officer for that long and he got shot at, I don't think everybody would be in such a big uproar. I think it's just a huge uproar because it's a woman.
Yeah.
Because I know a few weeks ago, was it around Christmas? I don't know if you guys heard about that. There was a male who had got caught stealing at Walmart once again, and he was shot as well. And I forgot what that whole situation was about. I don't know if he pulled out his gun first, but he was shot and killed. And they kind of brushed that story under the rug. Like, that story didn't really even make a blip on the radar. I just seen it, like, on Yahoo News. And folks were like, yeah, oh, well. But because this is a young mother.
Right. It was basically like, oh, well, that nigga shouldn't have been doing whatever it is he was doing. He shouldn't have been shoplifted, period. Like I said, it's just a huge uproar because this society is unevenly shifted towards women. I mean, it just is. It's just a huge uproar and outcry and tears because it's a female and children involved. I don't see it like that. She just shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right. So what are you thinking, Ronan, about what Toya said?
I agree with what she's saying because, again, there's a whole lot of blame to go around, but anyone who consciously brings children along to some premeditated bullshit, they are at the forefront of blame. Especially all that when you're stealing petty cosmetics and food and all kind of miscellaneous stuff you don't need, you just intentionally went in there, you know, to do what you want to do and not expecting any consequences to happen. You just figured you're going to make your little hustle and be cool with it, but this is what happens with, this is like the blessing, the burden of free will. Like, you have the right to, right? And you have the right to go fuck up, but then you can't get upset about the consequences either. So, I have a very hard time to feel sorry about an individual who just went in there, and plus, how dumb or how cockeyed do you have to be to not see all the video footage being taken all over the parking lot, in everywhere. It's like you were on camera, everywhere. You got people roving on the hallways. You got people looking over your shoulder. And either, you know, some people do this whole thing to get a rush or whatever, but still, it's fucking Walmart.
Yeah. I'm mad you said cockeyed. Everybody in the chat room laughed. You said, how cockeyed you have to be that they got cameras at Walmart? They have cameras everywhere. You know, so that's the thing. If you're going to do dirt, you better make sure it's well worth it. You know, that's what I understood. If you're going to do dirt to the point where you're willing to risk your life, she'd have been better off robbing a bank. Because you lose your life behind some cosmetics, some lunch meat, and some socks, or whatever she stole. It's not that serious. You know, it's just not.
It's like, when I look at it, it's like, it's hard to feel sad, but, like, then I look, this is fucking stupid, because you lost your life petty theft, and you saw everything. You had all kinds of cautions say, don't do this shit. Someone's watching you. You got cameras in the parking lot. You got cameras at the door. You got the greeter who you think is senile. You got everyone at the walking around, looking around. You got undercover cops who are dressed
like plainclothes cops who are dressed like civilians, they see you. And you don't want to do any way decide you want to act like it's a bank and you get the car and drive off, try to run people over and then like figure we got away and it cost you your life. First of all, I cannot stand stupid shit. And that was fucking stupid.
What's real quick? Who was the first she went home? She made it home, and then that's where she, you know, literally expired at home?
That's what Roman was saying. I thought when they did the shootout that the ambulance came to Walmart and got her. They said the girl then drove her friend home and brought her in the house instead of taking her to the hospital.
Why did they go home? Okay, I was just going to say, why did they go home? Why didn't they go to a hospital? See? Stupid shit. I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry.
No, but I mean, it makes sense, and now it's everybody else's fault. You know, nobody's even taking, you know, her mom is crying and upset at Walmart, but I'm like, that was her homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing dirt together, so why don't you take her to the hospital?
And that's what they was upset about. Why they had to shoot at her. They knew he didn't know they had kids in the car. And they said, well, they could have got the tires out. The fact that they was running, trying to run a dude over, you didn't think he was going to shoot?
Right. And why would the guy be more concerned about the little children's lives in the car and the mother wasn't?
That's the problem. That's the main thing, Drea. No one gave a shit about the kids until someone shot into the car. Now, had he known that there were kids in the car, that would have been on him. But the fact that the people that were driving away knew there were kids in the car and endangered themselves, I cannot buy that bullshit. I cannot.
Well, you cannot expect me to love your kids more than you do. So, sorry.
Amen. You're right about that, Ms. Drea. Okay, we have a lot of callers coming in. I want to keep you on the line because you're making a lot of good points, Drea. So I'm going to go ahead and just let a few more people in. We have area code. Yeah, so you can definitely stand on the line with us here. I have area code 816. 816, we're going to go ahead and let you in. Welcome to Table Talk with T. Who is this?
Yo, hello, T. It's me, Jamal.
Hey, Jamal. Are you actually calling in?
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
That's what's up. What you want to add to the conversation, Jamal?
I wanted to know your opinion on the whole Rick Ross and GD situation. He just canceled a... Yeah, he just canceled a show in your home state, North Carolina.
You know what? This show goes every which way. That's why I love my people. Can I tell you about that? I have a serious question. I want to know your thoughts on Rick Ross and the GDs. I love you, Jamal. But because I know we did talk about this on Facebook, right, like a few weeks ago when when the GDs were threatening him.
Yeah.
And we were all talking about it. You know, I feel like this. When you put out a fake persona, and you try to make yourself more than what you are, certain things that you put onto the environment will come back to haunt you. He put himself out there like he was a drug dealer, like he was a kingpin, like he was really the real freeway Ricky Ross, and all he was a fat-ass security guard at the local jail. I'm not a fan of Rick Ross. I'm not a fan of his music. I don't like people who put on fake fronts. You know, now he's scared shitless because, you know, the GDs are like, you steadily, you know, screaming that you know Larry Hoover and you steadily, you know, throwing up gang signs.
Well, you know
the reason, though? Huh?
The main reason is because he used the Star of David for his mixtape cover.
Right,
and I don't
get
that.
Well,
there's also the Jewish star.
Well, that's not how they look. I mean, it's the Jewish star, but it's also the GD star. He didn't use it for a Jewish star. He used it. They felt like he should have got permission from like the GDs in Florida or whatever to use that star because that's their gang star. And Rick Ross, to me, has just always been doing the most. He just does too much. I'm not a fan of his. I just don't like that. The reason why I didn't respect the whole situation when it first came out about him being a security guard, had he owned up to it, I would have had respect for him. My thing is, what is wrong with having a real job? What is wrong with saying, you know what, before I made it, before I became a celebrity, I used to flip burgers at Burger King. I used to be a security guard. I used to, you know, be a telephone salesman. There's nothing wrong with having a legitimate job, trying to take care of yourself and take care of your family. You know, so for him to lie and act like there was something wrong with being a security guard, I didn't respect that. And then he finally came out a year later and admitted that it was him, but then you're sitting here pushing poison to my kids and making it seem like it's okay to be a drug dealer and a drug pusher. I just don't respect him. I'm not a fan of him. I'm not surprised that he canceled his tour dates. They said that he's trying to hire extra security because now he's taking the video serious. But again, when you put things into the environment, expect certain things to come back at you. And now people are calling him, you know, they're basically calling his bluff. And now he's nervous. So those are my thoughts on Rick Ross and the GDs.
All right.
Well, I mean, what do you think about the situation, Jamal? Like, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think they should have called him out on that whole BMF thing instead of the star. It's kind of like, I think it's just some male attention whoring stuff because they're just, I don't know. I really don't care, to be honest. Hello?
Right.
I got my phone cut off.
Right, yeah, you're laughing. What you thinking, Ronan?
All I'm going to say is everybody want to be a boss. Everybody want to be a king, queen, gangster, but you gotta fucking laugh when they see the real thing show up. I love
right. But right, it's the truth. Somebody in the camera lady said it's history.
Like
the camera lady in the chat room said it's history repeating itself. Rick Ross is pulling the Vanilla Ice. Next, somebody will be trying to pull off a Milli Vanilli. And it's true. He put himself out there like he was just so gangster, and now the gangsters are really calling him. You know, and that's the thing. Whatever you put out there, people are going to test you. You have rappers out here who don't put themselves out there like they're the biggest gangbanger, like they're the biggest drug dealers. And guess what? No one, you know, makes threatening videos towards them. Nobody attacks them. Nobody tests their bluff because they don't put themselves out there like that. You know, but if you want to put yourself out there like that, well, then be prepared for the consequences. Because notice people test game all the time. Game fights. He got his hair busted the other day on his reality TV show. So that's just some of the things that happen when you put yourself out there like that. What do you think about the situation, Drea? Oh, she might not even be there. I think she hung up. Rodeo, they're cracking up.
This is so funny.
What were you saying, Jamal?
Did you hear the interview responding to the GD threats?
Did I hear Rick Ross's interview responding?
Yeah, why he canceled the show and everything.
No, I didn't hear his response. What was he saying?
Well, he was basically saying he was at Chicago, the home of GDs and stuff, and he wasn't scared and, you know.
It sounds good. So what was his reason for canceling all his concerts?
Well, he said the promoter canceled it. He didn't cancel it himself, so.
Running over here, cracking up. I'm just not a fan of Rick Ross. I'm just not. My brother be listening to him. I'm like, whatever. Anyways, I be changing this. You know, I change a little CD when we be in his car. I don't fool Rick Ross. I just don't like his persona. You know, and
you
I
don't
just,
like him
I don't,
shirtless.
His boobs is bigger than mine. I'm jealous. No, I cannot. He needs to keep his shirt on at all times. I just, you know, that's what y'all are a mess in the chat room. Y'all got me cracking up. Like they said, there's no such thing as halfway crooks. I mean, either you about that life or you're not about that life. But you can't put it out there like you are, and when people test you, all of a sudden you get nervous. I don't believe that he's not scared. I don't believe that, you know, that people just accept him with open arms and all that other stuff. I'm not buying it. But I will say this, the people who are putting the videos out threatening these rappers, they're stupid too. That's called extortion. And you can go to jail for extortion. You can't sit there and threaten people and say that they got to pay you X amount of money to, you know, to do a concert in your city or else. You can't go around threatening folks like that. So I don't agree with what they're doing either.
And plus, they're showing their face and stuff, so the cops know who they
right.
are.
Right. Oh, my goodness. We are down to 90 seconds. I cannot believe how fast
yeah.
the show went. It went by quick as heck. I cannot believe that. We had a few yeah. other people that were on hold as well. I'm sorry if you guys did not get a chance to come on to the radio show, but you guys are definitely welcome to come back next week. Yeah, the time just really, really flew by. I had a good time tonight.
I did too.
There's a lot of really good. There was a lot of good topics. A lot of good conversation in the chat room. I want to thank everybody that came out. We had about close to 25 people tonight in the chat room. A lot of people calling in and listening on the line. I want to thank everybody who called in and Ryan for his little commentary. He did a really good job. I'm proud of him. So we'll definitely do it again next week, same time. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Any last words, Ronan?
Zeus.
They are going in on Rick Ross in the chat room. Somebody said he's a 42 double D. I'm going to need y'all to stop. Oh, my goodness. They are clowning Rick Ross in the chat room. Yeah, we're not Rick Ross fans over here. We don't take kindly to him around these parts.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we're out. We'll talk to you guys next week, Wednesday, same time. Bye.
All right, y'all take care.